each shall help his friend by Rabash.
This is important.
So we'll go to Rabash, the writings of Rabash 1, page 15. Each shall help his friend. The article, they helped everyone, his friend. We must understand, how can one help his friend? Is this matter specifically when there are rich and poor, wise and fools, weak and strong?
אבל בזמן שכולם עשירים,
but when all are rich, smart, or strong, etc., how can one help one another? We see that there's one thing that is common to all, the mood. It is said, concern in one's heart, let him speak of it with others. This is because, with regard to feeling high-spirited, neither wealth nor erudition can be of assistance. Rather, it is one person who can help another by seeing that one's friend is low. It is written, one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. Rather, it is one's friend who can lift his spirit. This means that one's friend raises him from his state into a state of liveliness. Then one begins to reacquire strength and confidence of life and wealth. And he begins as though his goal is now near him. It turns out that each and everyone must be attentive and think how he can help his friend raise his spirit. Because in the matter of spirits, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend that he can fill.
Questions?
כן.
מה זה עניין מצב רוח? כאילו מה הקשר בין מצב רוח
לאשר? It's a matter of mood. Meaning, what's the connection between mood and bestowal?
If a person is in actions, we're speaking of a person who's on the path, on the path to the purpose of creation, who wants to attain it. So, if a person feels on the path, then his spirits should be high, that he's constantly advancing. And he's happy. And in that, each one can help the others by giving the others uplifted spirits.
How does
this mechanism work that I give or mood to someone?
Through the connection between us, in all kinds of forms of connections, where a person is tied to others, through that he's able to deliver to them his mood, his spirit.
What's the connection, or more correctly, we say that all the states of the person is in the hands of the Creator. He determines what state I receive onward. How does society influence the mood? Sorry, I'll ask it clearer.
It
seems that here in the matter of mood, there is an ability of the society to take or to determine something instead of the Creator toward the friends. Is that correct? To determine something, that the society can determine something instead of the Creator toward the friends, precisely in the matter of mood.
Yes, it can, of course. If a person is in a society and the society changes its mood, then a person in that society is drawn after the society. Yes? That's how we're built. This is called the influence of the environment on a person.
And
if we see that there's a friend who has no good mood and we're unsuccessful in raising his mood, is that a problem in the society or a problem in the friend?
Typically, it's a problem with the society. Typically, the problem is with the society. It's possible the society is not able to surround the person, to wrap him in order to influence him so you would get the state of the society. Okay?
Rabash brings this strange example here, where there's a state where everyone is rich, or smart, but there's not a state where everyone has a good mood. Why is this the situation?
Didn't get it.
Why in the quality of everyone could be rich, but in the matter of mood, it cannot be that everyone has a good mood?
Because that's how it's arranged from above. In order to advance the society, each one needs to be dependent on the others. And the upper providence changes the relationships, the desires in such a way that each one is able to complete the other.
And that's the way it is until the end of correction.
Yes, yes.
He completes this, that he finishes that each one should help his friend raise his spirit. Think how he can help his friend raise his spirit, because in the matter of spirits, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend that he can fill. That sentence, in my opinion, each one needs to reach and come to the convention with that, meaning that is the preparation. That is the way the heart opens, that's how we come to the aspect of bestowal, and that's where we'll be more connected and our sensitivity will rise.
Yes.
We see that many friends from the world kli exert a lot to come to the convention. When we do preparations and we're very inspired by them that they exert and come, sometimes I hear that from the friends that it's hard for us because we are coarse and therefore we'll remain virtual. So in relation to the article, I want to ask, how can we help? Is it correct that we are so coarse, some of the friends, that we can't even go 50 or 70 kilometers in order to come to the convention? Is there really such a viewed coarseness?
I guess, yes. I'm not making such a precise calculation. I'm saying if I'm 50 kilometers from the Congress or 500 kilometers from the Congress, what about it? I'm not taking into consideration the exertion. And that's a problem. Because that exertion specifically is something you can't cover any other way.
Can we help them overcome?
Try. Everything is in your hands. You are in connection. Try it.
עכשיו יש הרגשה שהרבה מאוד
חברים. Now there's a feeling that many friends are in this constant prayer to the Creator. How can we bring it about that the Creator will hear our prayer and give us the opportunity to bestow and to open our heart?
להתפלל איתם יחד.
Pray together with them.
לבקש, לפנות לבורא.
Ask to turn to the Creator so he would help us connect, be in the Congress, and in general be as one man in one heart, all of us. Okay?
Again, Dudi.
האם צריך להיות לי יחס אחר לחבר שמעדיף
Should I have a different attitude to a friend who's watching the convention virtually, that he doesn't do it physically, or should I not make such a calculation on that?
Look, we know that in our world where we exist, there's a difference between physical distance, spiritual distance, there is a difference. Although we are connected through mobile phones and other means of communication, nevertheless, the connection when we gather, and especially when we are
במזון,
סעודות.
כן, בסעודות.
We are eating together.
אמנם שאנחנו לא כל כך.
Although we are not.
אנחנו לא כל כך. מחשבים בזה.
We're not. Appreciating it enough, but nevertheless, it's very important. So, for me, it seems to be very important when a person comes to a lesson and a meal. And afterwards, if he stays over to sleep, fine. If not, that's okay.
What does a person receive from the physical participation at the convention that he cannot receive from the virtual participation?
You can't compare. Virtual participation is not emotional. It's not emotional. Only if a person activates an additional deficiency for connection, it adds to him, but if not, if he's not making the additional effort, and his participation is it's seemingly not happening.
Ken.
Ravd. Вы направляете нас, что все мировое кли должно быть как десятка для меня.
И как direct us that the whole world kli will become a ten.
Вроде там все хорошо.
I try to open my heart to connect and to escape from the ten because everything's very comfortable there. How do we prevent these small escapes from my own small tent?
Try to open your heart in such a way that everyone around you will become your tent, at least for the time of the Congress.
And if you see the friends who escape in the tent to support them.
Give him an example. Okay?
On
the matter of helping the friend with mood. We always talk about giving an example. Now, there are friends who there are so many years in the path, and they know the theory all around.
But did they make it to the end of correction?
Right.
No, so it's the only theory.
So how do we help such a friend?
You give him an example. You give him an example, even if he's here for 40 years already.
What example? In practice, in internality?
Yes. In whatever you can.
And when he says to raise the mood, is it only an example, or should I also do something toward him in practice? What does it mean to help a friend?
Give him an example.
Quietly.
It could be quiet, it could be with words, an embrace.
Because from the action we see that it's very, very hard that it will awaken the heart of the friend to give him a high spirit, as it's written here in the article.
It depends on how you're doing it. If you're doing it from the subtlety of your heart, it works.
How do we learn that subtlety of the heart?
We try to connect to a friend according to how much he can understand you more internally. Okay?
רציתי לשאול על הזמן של בין שתי ימי הכנס.
I wanted to ask about the time between the 2 days of the convention. When the schedule finishes of the first day, can we relax that inner tension? What usually happens with the conventions, and I'll add to the question a bit, is because whoever's living at the, you know, around here, we're going home, so we have the evening and the morning between the first and second day. And there's also this matter I also remember at the conventions that at the end of the first day, there's this kind of relaxation. Either we do an item, or I see that people even leave in order to party. Should we hold that inner tension between the days? And if so, how?
You have way more experience in that than me. I don't know what to say. What do you think?
אני אגיד רק בדוגמה שהיינו בערבה שם נגמר
I'll give an example of the ערבה. The day ends, we go to sleep and we get up and you're really enveloped in these 2 days. Whereas here I try to sleep here because it helps me to not have that detachment. So it's a question, should we also arrange a place here for the friends, because it's not really organized for people who are close to the center, all that accommodation that's here?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Each one according to what's comfortable. There are those who must go to bed because they're done, they're burnt out after such a day, and there are those who can keep going until the morning and another 2 days afterwards. Eskil.
Continuing, Oren, if we do something on the roof or here, and we let the friends gather here, so it helps people not to disperse in all kinds of places, and then whoever needs that extra, he has it here, and it contributes, and it's done under control.
No problem, we can do it on the roof, or on the ground floor, wherever you want.
Uh,
Besides that, it's still Saturday, between Saturday and Sunday. Look into it, Dudy. You need to organize those things. If many people, maybe majority of people want to go out to all kinds of places, then you need to maybe do it here.
The
convention finishes at 7 p.m. officially. There'll be people here from the morning. And as Oren said, there's a few kinds of people. There's those people who want to go home and to sleep, and we leave that for whoever wants to. And whoever wants to further connect and to drink, they're invited to go to the roof, and there'll be a bar and music and a place for connecting between the friends. And we'll give that opportunity to all the friends according to whatever's comfortable for them. Adding to that, from the time when the Friends of the World Kli come, it's worthwhile for them to have an environment and that they won't search for all kinds of places. So every evening at the end of the activities, there's a meal, and then there's a bar on the roof, and they always do warm friends gatherings. So here in our home at the center, 24/7, there's an opportunity to be with friends, with whoever's here, whoever came from abroad, anyone who came from around Israel can also stay here. No one's going to tell them to leave. So there's a place here for everyone, whoever wants.
Okay, that's clear.
No.
אני שומע אותך אומר ומכין אותנו
שבכנס
הרבה חברים
prepare us that at the convention many friends will come in practice to the revelation of the Creator that will cross the Maksom to the spiritual world.
Did they say it today?
You're saying for a period that...
Okay, it doesn't matter. Keep going.
We are coming up to a great state where the friends... Well, a huge thing will happen to the friends. A nation will be born here, the nation of Israel. What I request is practical advice from your experience to a friend who enters in practice to the revelation of the Creator. What should he do? How can he behave healthily in the society? And the friends who are around him, what should they do around such a friend in practice?
Try to be together. Together. Not that he's special or that they're special. Brother, to be together. That's it.
We're not
jump above everyone.
I'm
speaking about how to operate the body, the donkey. What can I do practically? How can I be healthy? How can I be a healthy friend at the convention when such a significant event like this takes place?
Be joyful. Bring joy to the friends. Try not to get drunk. But to be happy. Enjoy. That's it.
What responsibility do we have in a group so when it comes to the mood of someone else?
He has to be concerned with the kind of reactions he's inviting from the friends.
Why does a person always lack mood? Where does it come from? And what does it mean to raise his mood spiritually?
To give him hope that we're reaching the end of correction.
מוימן גרמניה
כל
החברים שהולכים להיות וירטואלי בכנס
in relation to all the friends who are going to be virtual at the convention how can the virtual kli implement its potential and turn into this supportive force at the convention
זה כל אחד צריך לראות
each one needs to look into it. It's best if everyone just speaks about that. Men, women.
She
asks if there's something special that everyone needs to do or just to be in the background and to be together with everyone.
But to open the heart and come closer to the friends.
בהמשך לשאלה של יגאל על איך להפגין
Continuing Igal's question about how to express love of friends externally. Is it more correct to ask the friend how they would want you to show them love?
A
man's heart has to say what the friends expect of him.
Me women PT4 הכלי של סדנה במהלך השנים
instrument of the workshop was a central instrument that over the years that brought us into connection and suddenly we're speaking about silence and opening the heart without words what changed and why did the path to connect between us changed
the path didn't change and silence or quietness can also be a means for connection.
Last question from PT33. What to do if I feel completely unprepared for the Congress and very distant from the standards you laid out today?
You, in any case, need to come, and you have to come, and enter among everyone, like a small one, among a society of great ones, and accordingly you will progress. Otherwise you will never grow. Is that all? Now we have another few questions from Woman Turkey 8.
Selam Rav, selam dostlar. Biz uzaktan geliyoruz ve aylardır hiçbir dostumuzla fiziksel olarak yan yana
gelmedik. We come from afar to the Congress and we haven't been physically with our friends for many months. We missed them greatly and now that we're going to meet physically, should we have limited communications? Should we not embrace each other, ask each other for how you're doing?
Look at what your heart tells you to do. That's all. What your heart says, do it. Why are you always jumping over there?
In the Congress, I want to disappear, annul, restrict myself. There's no reality, only the friends.
Do this gift to everyone.
The problem is that friends come in the Congress and they tell me, you're great, you're special, your questions are beautiful, they disturb my goal.
That's how it appears to you.
But it happens in practice. I want to disappear and they inflate me. They, instead of shrinking, they harm me. They obstruct my way to the goal. What do I do with all those who praise me, who raise me? It's great disturbance.
Close your ears.
Maybe ask them to stop it.
I say that even beforehand. Close your ears.
No. Beseder. No. Yes, can.
We have here Turkey 2.
Good morning, Rav. Değerli Rav, neden tüm dünya krizi olarak Beni Baruch merkeze toparlanamıyoruz? Yaradan buna tam olarak neden izin vermiyor ve bizim eksikliğimiz nedir?
Why can't we gather, all of us, the whole world physically in the building of Beni Baruch? Why is the Creator not allowing it? What are we lacking?
Please, come, everyone. That's no problem. There's no problem. We built another area with air conditioning, with everything. So please come. The more of you who come, we will insert you here and there will be enough for everyone. I cannot say to a person, you know, buy a ticket and come. I don't understand his state, his health, his financial situation, his family situation. But we are ready to accept everyone. And as much as you come here, we have a place for everyone.
He's asking from the side of the Creator, why isn't the Creator allowing all of us, Bnei Baruch, to gather physically, all of us to come here? Why should there some stay virtual and so on and so forth?
It's still not the end of correction.
Nif, ma yesh lanu ot?
Yes,
what else do we have?
You have another article, a short one.